From Church Leaders, How to Give Gifts to Christ by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The spirit of Christmas puts in our hearts a desire to give joy to other people. The celebration of Christmas helps us keep our promise to always remember the Lord and His gifts to us. And that remembrance creates a desire in us to give gifts to Him. He has told us what we could give Him to bring Him joy. First, we can, out of faith in Him, give a broken heart and a contrite spirit. We can repent and make sacred covenants with Him. Second, you can give Him the gift of doing for others what He would do for them. There is a long list of possibilities in the book of Matthew. There we read words from our Redeemer, which we all hope to hear and to speak when we see Him after this life. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew chapter 25, verses 37 through 40. In those words, the Lord makes clear what gifts we might give Him out of our gratitude. Each act of kindness to anyone becomes a kindness to Him, because He loves all of Heavenly Father's children. And because that brings joy to Him, it also brings joy to His Father, to whom we owe thanks beyond measure. Many of you will, in the Christmas season, find ways to give food to people who are hungry. As you do, you bring joy to the Lord. Yet He taught us that there is a way to give an even more priceless and lasting gift. He said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 35. With all the kindnesses we give for Him, the greatest we can offer is to point those we love and serve toward Him, the only source of eternal life. From the 2010 First Presidency Christmas Devotional Address, The Gift of a Savior.
How youth have applied this. I invite a friend to church, a mutual activity, or even dinner. A little care can go a long way in helping someone feel they're loved. Armand F.
I try to write to missionaries from my ward, Jenny R.
Sometimes it's just being a friend to those who need help, Ryan B.
Share your experiences in applying these principles and read the experiences of other youth by going to lds.org/go/122J. End of the article, How to Give Gifts to Christ, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.